This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Heavy fighting was reported in Gaza on Friday as Israel's military resumed combat operations against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Here's Reuters correspondent Diane To.
This air raid siren booming across southern Israel early on Friday signaled the end of 7 days of quiet. It sounded as a rocket flew towards Israel, said by its forces to be fired from Gaza, in the hour before the extended truce with Hamas was set to expire. The Israeli military said it intercepted projectiles and accused the Palestinian militant group of violating their truce. And so, it said, it resumed combat, with the ceasefire ending at 7 a.m. local time. Smoke was seen over Gaza as heavy fighting was reported.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. The cousin of a hostage still held in Gaza said she was concerned for his safety and called for his release on Friday as fighting between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas resumed. In Balzac said her cousin, Tal Shoham, is still missing, but six of her family members were released this past week.
They all come back a few days ago, the family and the grandmother and of course, the kids, they are never in the hell. But the family will never be complete without Tal.
Israel and Hamas each said the other had rejected terms to extend the truce, which had involved freeing hostages seized by Hamas and other militants in the deadly October 7th raid into Israel that precipitated the war and the release of Palestinians held in Israeli jails. Also on Friday, friends, families and supporters gathered in Tel Aviv Plaza to pray for hostages. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.